This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
What does alien mean? We'll talk about it in the next segment. It just means not of this world, not normal, not natural. Not of the Genesis. And what's the Bible all about? And God having to destroy the life on earth to cleanse it of what had happened. It's the same story over and over again. So think about that. And understand that globalists have all this hidden knowledge, a lot of it, and they're using it against humanity instead of using the knowledge to empower humanity. Some stages don't care this 5 minutes, so this is the Bitcoin thing next segment, Mike. But Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, I wanted to talk to you about, just in general, why the establishment seems like they're so incredibly panicked. Because this isn't just, oh, this is their time for their offensive. They're behind. They're pissed. And they've put the heat to all their minions that you are going to carry out this operation and demoralize and break these people's will right now. And I think the enemy is in deep trouble and has basically cut loose all their backup forces. And if people don't bow to this and just stay the course, I think we're going to win some big developments. There's some folks that don't want this planet to go to the next level. But I mean, at a gut level, I say we're already winning.
There has been a concerted, multi-vectored effort, as you know, you're well aware of this, to poison the minds of the people with chemicals, with fluoride in the water, with toxic pesticides in the food, with 5G cell towers and so on. But what's new to understand about this is it's not just about causing lobotomies, like with the mercury in vaccines. It's in the flu shots given to children in California. I've got that on a letter from the Secretary of Health of California. They inject children with mercury. It's not just about the health implications, Alex. It's about making them spiritually vulnerable, and I know this is going to sound a little bit out there, but spiritually vulnerable to true demonic possession, demonic influence, demonic possession. This is the biblical cosmic war that is taking place in our world today. When you see these leftists go insane over a bloodlust of murdering children and celebrating it, standing up and applauding it, that is not a human response. That is a demonic response. Some of these leftists, not all of them, but some of them are now literally consumed and controlled by demonic spirits. But getting there requires attacks on the human neurology, attacks on consciousness, attacks on the divinity, the divine spirit, the godlike spirit that is in every real human being. That's
key. We get infested and attacked because we are special.
Well, that's right. But they have to create a weakness, and they use chemicals, and they use assaults on your neurology to make you vulnerable to a spiritual
and infection. Hollywood knows this, so in every movie, it's like, oh, the golden child. The devil can't kill until we can give the blood of a baby they killed to the golden child and corrupt the golden child. Then we can kill him.
And remember, too, that satanic and demonic forces, they market themselves, so to speak, as liberty to the youth. They say you should be free to do anything you want without any boundaries, without any authority, without any overriding rules, no ethics, no morality. You are free. Here, join Satan. It's marketed as freedom, but it's actual enslavement to that demonic force.
And that's why they didn't like Walt Disney. He wasn't perfect, but he was Pinocchio. They got to get the kids to be criminals first, then they lose their protection and become slaves. They become donkeys and are loaded on the slave ship.
You're exactly right. So what we are actually facing, the battle of our realm right now, is not simply a political battle. It's not an economic battle. It's not even a battle of left versus right. It's a spiritual battle. It's an end times, Book of Revelation battle.
No, I agree. And why are these demons, they're so dumb? It's like they're like Slimer, but they're able to conquer us.
Well, it's like zombies. You know, you can't reason with a zombie. You can't negotiate with a zombie. So it's just like you can't reason with liberals. You can give them all the facts in the world, and they reject them.
Because it's attack force broadcast. There's obviously a bigger intelligence behind it. But their armies seem like they're mindless. No, it's just they're single-minded.
And those who have intelligence and have wisdom and have consciousness break out of it eventually if they get influenced by it, and they wake up, and that's what's happening, a mass awakening worldwide.
Man, I tell you, this is the ultimate truth. This is what it is on this planet. It's the secret. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to open the phones up right through to the end of the broadcast. Stuart Rose is going to pop in. He'll take your calls with me on the Great State of the Union. Eclipse, it's all coming up. What were the best parts? What were the worst parts? I should probably give the number out, though. About 30 minutes ago, I said, hey, we're going to open the phones up. I'm going to open the phones up specifically on what do you think the best parts of the State of the Union were versus the worst parts. And what do you just make of the Democrats openly becoming, like, shaking their heads like, Trump, we don't want to kill babies after they're born. They're like, no, we do. And then, you know, we've helped bust people that are child trafficking. Oh, no, that's bad. I mean, they're just coming out in the open. But going back to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, he's a programmer, he's a researcher, he's an author. It's a big lab that does scanning of products. So he's a jack of many scientific trades, a renaissance man, you could say. And I wanted to just get his take on these articles, The Dark Side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin Push on Joe Rogan. And people at first were like, really? They're involved in SEC violations? Well, when you don't tell somebody your main sponsor something, and then the fact that they're trying to make the Bitcoin, the main operating system of it, and then you don't tell people when you're telling them invest in it, that's very unethical at any level. So the number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And we will take your phone calls. But Mike, getting into this, obviously I'm not against cryptocurrencies. I understand the Federal Reserve's fiat. I'd like to have 1,000 different currencies, and whatever we choose is the best, and that becomes dominant. But I want 5 or 6 big ones, 100 big ones, whatever. Here's Jack Dorsey. We want a planetary currency. It's going to be run by Twitter. Twitter is going to face scan you to be able to communicate with people. And then we're going to have our moderators where you can't talk bad about Bitcoin. He's already done all this. And then there's Joe going, oh, how wonderful, not telling anybody what they're watching. This was a sickening pump and dump. I mean, if you look at Jack Dorsey, he dumped Bitcoin right when it started to go down. That's insider trading. So now, is he wanting a dead cat bounce, a second group of suckers? Or is it because his platform, Square Cash, is based on it? Obviously, he says he wants it to be the global currency. So it sounds like some lofty visions he's got. Who do you really think Jack Dorsey is?
Like you, Alex, I am opposed to central bank control over the money supply, and I'm pro crypto theory. I like the idea of a decentralized money supply. However, my research has led me to conclude, and remember, I started warning about Bitcoin a year and a half ago and took a lot of heat for that, but my research leads me to understand that Bitcoin is a creation of the deep state. Bitcoin is used to launder money and to move money surreptitiously so that deep state operatives can bribe, pay off, and fund specific targets. For example, my research and certain sources that I have that I can't name yet tell me that, in fact, the Mexican drug cartels are paying off Democrats to oppose Wolf in Bitcoin. And see, Bitcoin allows the movement of money, but it requires a critical mass of public participation in order to provide cover. So you have to get a lot of people involved in order for Bitcoin to have value and fluidity where someone can trade Bitcoin for something else, such as gold or cash. So according to my research, certain key Democrats are taking Bitcoin and then they're using it, they're trading it for gold or other precious metals, which can then be held and kept anonymously and at a future date sold off anonymously without creating any traceable transactions. But at the same time, Alex, and this is key, this is how they were trying to trap you with Bitcoin. What they can do is they can selectively prosecute people for engaging in pump and dump schemes. Anybody who promoted Bitcoin that is on the target list can be said to have been involved in a fraud or a scam or financial losses when Bitcoin went from $20,000 down to, you know, $3,500. Meanwhile, the globalists never get prosecuted because all prosecutions are selective. So I got to say, Alex, you dodged a huge bullet. I think that they would have you in jail right now if you had been pumping Bitcoin. They would have arrested you and they would have charged you with financial fraud. But yet people like Rogan and Jack Dorsey and others can do the exact same thing, but because they're part of the protected class of the deep state insiders who continue to pump these things, they are never prosecuted, just like Hillary Clinton is never prosecuted. That's my summary of it, Alex.
Powerful. Elaborate.
Well, so where this is going is, of course, total government control over every transaction. When you use a cryptocurrency that's controlled by the NSA, and by the way, the NSA wrote the original encryption algorithm for Bitcoin. There's no doubt in my mind that there's a backdoor into Bitcoin, and the risks are enormous. Like that.
Well, that's what the blockchain is. It's finally a way to track all transactions.
Yeah, well, it's a shared online spreadsheet where every transaction is tracked by every person who's participating in it.
Do you know they've got an editing tool where they can plant stuff?
Oh, look, I have no doubt they've got backdoors built into Bitcoin, but they're still trying to push it because this is the way to sucker everybody in while they pump and dump. They keep whiplashing the market and just taking money from people. But where is this money going? See, remember Gary Webb, the journalist? He was murdered by the CIA for exposing the financial line to was it the cocaine trade or the heroin trade?
It was cocaine, yeah.
It was cocaine. Now that's what they used to do. They used to move cocaine to raise money for the CIA operations.
That was their black money. That was their secret money. And now it's Bitcoin.
Right. Now it's Bitcoin. See, that's it. Used to be cocaine. Now it's Bitcoin. So they have to keep Bitcoin alive so they can continue to use it for
exactly.
That purpose.
Exactly. So so the dead cat bounce is they're bringing in more suckers to keep it on life support so they can keep running money through it.
That's right. And ultimately, the people who are pushing Bitcoin now, they don't care about the Federal Reserve. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about decentralization, the big ones I'm talking about. What they care about is having a money laundering and money funneling system so they can continue to fund their deep state operation.
And it shows that Bitcoin has always been controlled because you have all these other cryptocurrencies, and Jack Dorsey's like, no, it will be the one. It's the only one. We don't care if it's popular or other ones. We use this one.
And the tech giants are merging with the deep state. I mean, it's already happened. So you look at Twitter, Google, Facebook, they are now an extension of the deep state. And they're one and the same at this point. So, of course, they're going to try to.
They always were, Mike. And that's what I'm saying is we forced their uncloaking. I think they're doing all this out of a panic.
Well, absolutely. The same way that they are censoring you and me and everybody else who's speaking out about this, they have to control all speech, all thoughts, all history, like Orwellian style, and they have to control every transaction, the entire money supply. And this is how they can commit also economic sabotage, because if they can track you, they can also shut you off. They can say you can't participate in this cryptocurrency system because
you said something about. You're banned for life. Well, that's what the article says, the dark side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin push on Joe Rogan. Is like the way they censored on Reddit and everywhere else when Bitcoin tried to stay dominant. They're like, oh, my God, they're now going to be in your finances. Actual leftist censors are going to be involved with your whole financial history right in front of you. It, again, it's all about robbing privacy. Everything they've done is about that with the cell phones and all of it.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. It's obvious Joe Rogan has signed up to be one of the front men for the deep state. No doubt. He is in with them. He has always been a conformist with Hollywood. He's always wanted to get popular and have influence no matter what kind of ethics or morals were required to get there. And frankly, you know, that's his decision, but that's not my decision, and that's not your decision. We operate with morals and ethics.
Well, that's right. He called me last night, and I didn't take the call, but I heard from his friends that were calling me this morning what it was about. He's like, please stop. Dude, I don't want to go out against you. You've now joined the dark side. You've now enlisted completely, and so you become a target. I mean, I don't know what he thinks I do. Like, this is not a game here. This is what we do.
Right. Right. Look, they should know by now they can't turn you. They can't turn me. There are others like us who stand firm, and we are all in, man. This is not just our lives are in, our souls are in this fight. We fight for humanity, end of story, not negotiable.
Exactly, and they think they're scaring us. I'm scared of not being with God. They cannot scare us. Like, I've seen who they are. I'm like, God, I'm like hanging on the helicopter skids in the fall of Saigon. Like, God, take me with you. I mean, I think I'm worried about these people. Mike Adams, great job. We'll be right with calls. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I made the joke earlier, the joke wasn't from the show, and I'm getting really tired of talking about it, but it becomes a key window into global government, cashless societies, how they manipulate people, what the system thinks is a successful weapon system against humanity. So for that reason, I have pledged to do a detailed vivisection on Joe Rogan politically. A dissection. So that will be happening. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But I should start getting into this great State of the Union. And I'm not a cheerleading for Trump. There's a lot Trump's doing, like his new NAFTA deal he claims is great. It gives all the tech giants the right to censor whoever they want. So that'll be fought in Congress. But it doesn't matter. You're now a hero if you say we shouldn't kill babies after they're born. I mean, one day if the system has its way, they'll say, birth is when we eat a baby, or birth is when we hang them up by their toes. You know, it's like conspiracy theorists claim that once there were things called mothers, but now we grow the hams in tanks and eat them. Did we always have little forked tails? Yes, you always did. After the mutation. I mean, it's just, and of course that sounds insane. That's what I mean. It's just the mental illness of the knowledge of evil. Because we have the knowledge of good already. The knowledge of evil is like cancer. It's like the knowledge of going crazy. And so it looks schizophrenic because they're schizophrenic. It's crazy people. And then we say, hey, don't sexualize kids. Don't do all this. They go, hey, we're going to do it. Go away, crazy man. Let me tell you, you're crazy for doing the opposite of what they're doing. And all you're doing is covering how they're crazy. That clip's actually coming up next segment. But here is President Trump, because that's what the doctors said, and that's what they do in places all over the country. Even the laws haven't been passed because all the lawsuits and things that are happening. Planned Parenthood's lobbying to get it legalized to keep babies alive after birth because it's what they're doing, selling the organs. That's why they're so desperate. Like, God Almighty, we've been harvesting a ton of these kids, and people are going to find out, and the mothers are going to find out how much money they could have got. Even their psychotics like us, that they could have gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars for these livers and other goodies, other giblets, other little giblets. It's so sick. So then they're trying to normalize. Yeah, we can make them comfortable, kill them after they're born. I'm a fine Southern gentleman, though, so it's all right. And then I'm the bad guy. You know, in fact, later I'll get to this. I saw it this morning. I said the crew. It's the Joe Rogan stuff. He's like, Jones is in a bad place. He plays a clip. Jimmy Savile kidnapped children and tortured them to death in dungeons and had group satanic sex parties at morgues with the bodies. That's BBC reporting where he worked. Joe, I know it's crazy to have sex with dead kids at morgues. It happened. It's admitted. But see, a Joe Rogan can't handle that. He just goes, Jones is crazy, instead of typing in Jimmy Savile secret dungeon discovered. Jimmy Savile sex with dead kids at morgues. It's confirmed. It's admitted. It's a giant British pedophile network. Dead kids dug up on the estates. In fact, can we search into Jimmy Savile since I said it? Just type in Jimmy Savile. And if he isn't the spitting image of what, if I went to hell, I would expect to see at Hell's Gates. Or I'll type it in the phone here. We can't do it. There it is. Now, folks, that's a guy that procured children for prime ministers and others. And man, they even later confirmed, like one prime minister, they played like plastic out. His thing, favorite thing was little brunette girls with blue eyes. Very expensive, very hard to kidnap. But they lead them in with the plastic on the floor. And then Savelle would slit their throat ear to ear. And then the prime minister would masturbate over the dead body. Now, you know, there it is. Oh, that's mainstream news. I'm sorry, Joe Rogan. See, Joe's like, can you believe the sickness of Jones? Put it back up for TV viewers. Okay, yeah, zoom it out. That's main, what is that, London Telegraph, BBC? Back it up, please. How BBC star Jimmy Savile allegedly got away with abusing 500 children and sex with dead bodies. So, Joe, you said I was in a bad place. I am in a bad place, man. I actually know what's going on. I want to stop. I'm not some candy ass out in L.A. trying to act cool saying Alex Jones has defamed Bill Maher. Bill Maher makes jokes about how 12-year-olds having sex with 35-year-olds is okay, and the name of his production company is Kid Love. That is the slogan of NAMBLA. See how that works, JoJo? See how that works, JoJo? JoJo? Joe the Snake Rogan? Yeah, John of God, faith healer, kept teenagers as sex slaves and sold their babies for up to 40,000 pounds before shipping them from Brazil to Europe. And what do you think happened to the babies in Europe? Let's just say it's not pretty. A lot of stuff. A lot of them are kept alive. Their blood's bled off by vampires. It's drank. These vampires don't actually live forever, though. So, yeah, I'm not for blood-drinking kids. Here's the deal. Joe Rogan's on blood-drink, kill-kid blood-drinking team. I mean, he's doing it, but you signed up with Jack Dorsey, a flaming, demon, lying psychopath. So, you understand, Joe, it's my duty to come after you. And then once it's my duty, I admit, I kind of get a little fired up, and it's not becoming of me. But I don't like destroying people, even if they're evil. So, God made us. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Let's just say I'm not into raping and torturing little kids. I am into going after people that are involved in it. And when I get my hands on you, when I get my hands around your neck and all of your fake so-called male prowess, you will understand and you will know. So you think I like the fact that I know they're murdering kids right now and sucking their frickin' blood? And then you won't man up and say it's wrong? Joe Rogan, you've got one last chance to get down on your knees to the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus Christ to cleanse you, because I don't believe you don't know all this stuff. You're smart. When I was on your show, you knew everything I knew and more. I've known you 21 years, and you're smart, but you're a devil. And your old logo was a devil, a space alien, a space gray with a devil on the other side. Can I tell you, the devil is the... Joe, look, we already know. But Christ always offers that last chance. You understand? Let me tell you, I wouldn't want to get between God and what people have done to the children. Now, look up his old logo from his old website he shut off. It was half of it here. I'll show you. Dr. Camp Shopper, 2 years. It was like a gray alien on one side and a devil on the other. But you're like, wait, there's symmetry. It's the same thing, which it is. So you think I get all our kids? Nine! And all we've got to do is set our will against these people. You set your will. That's what we're scared of. Your will is trillions of times more powerful than theirs. Set your will, commit, and stop being afraid. And all of a sudden, God pours in. And then you know. Open the gate. Bring Christ in.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so what was the most powerful points in last night's State of the Union? And what were the most disgusting points? I haven't gotten a lot of these. I'm going to your phone calls right now. Short Rhodes is coming on next hour to co-host with us. I've got a little satire piece I'm doing on Joe Rogan since I'm obsessed with that right now. The start of the next hour, little Stinky Snake's going to join us in the studio. So that's all coming up. But the first thing I want to do here is just say this. I support President Trump because my gut's never been wrong, and the older I get, the more I learn to just go with it. But he's surrounded and he's got major problems. And I don't need to list all those. Everybody pretty much knows problems. We just can't put all our eggs in the one basket, Trump. You can't put all your eggs in this basket, Alex Jones. You can't put all the eggs in your own basket. You know, we all have our own hopes and dreams. We hope our children can fulfill them. All our hopes and dreams go with them. That's why they're attacking them. They're the future. And it's a real war for the future. And my biggest regret is I just don't have enough strength or energy to do what I really should do for people. And that's why I hate it when you call in and tell me how great I am. Listen, when you're fighting people, that their whole religion is about torturing children, it's obnoxious to tell me I'm great when I'm doing that. That's normal. And I'd use the allegory. They got famous cases where, you know, a car comes over on some little kid and mom gets so upset she can pick the car up. I've been trying to pick the car up. I can't do it. And even though I'm spiritually stronger than I've ever been, I could feel my legs getting weak under the enemy's attack. And I could feel my body giving out. And then I just ask myself, who are the other people that are going to fight this? And I see some prospects out there, but, you know, most people just can't handle the truth. They just can't deal with it. So I just don't know what to say. I just can't believe we're in this position that the president's a hero because he says we shouldn't kill babies after they're born. Man, imagine that. That's so freakish. That's so sick. So you know what? I was going to say today that President Trump defending babies that are already born was the best part of the speech. But you know what? It's the worst part. I watched this like 6-7 times last night. I probably watched it 10 times this morning. I probably watched it 20 times, actually. Then I went and so I knew I had to see it. I went, it took me 30 minutes. I found cutaway shots. And the Democrats were looking at him like they wanted to kill him when he didn't want to kill babies. At a certain point, I don't know what we're supposed to do at this point. I mean, it's just, what the hell is going on here? They'll tell you all day about if you call a tranny the wrong name, you're going to go to jail. But if you want to kill a little baby because you want their damn organs, that's good. These people are just horrible because they're not people. They're demons. And I already knew that, but it's the realization that in February 2019, the underdog is the people protecting babies that are already born. But hell, you're going to kill them in the womb. Why not go even? Exactly. And the case for killing granny, and let's get rid of old people because we'll have a better world once we get rid of everybody. We build a civilization on taking care of people. But again, the enemy says they're trying to save the earth. They're trying to kill the earth. They say they care about old people. They want to euthanize them. And America and the world is like caught in a trance. It's a trance. It's a spell. People are literally, physically, mathematically mesmerized by television and the flicker rates and all the systems. And there's a dark, ancient, evil force, not of this world. You can give it a name. You can postulate. But you know what it is. It's a torpedo. The earth is a womb, an egg, giving birth to an amazing species. In our dreams, as embryonic creatures, we've already built all this. Can you imagine what we are? But any egg is a plump, juicy treat. Because there isn't just big, beautiful, good things in the universe. There's snakes slithering, watching, coiling, feeding. I want to hit this Gavin McGinnis piece after this piece, but here is the president speaking blasphemy. The killing children isn't good. Satanism in front of you. The bad guy says don't kill already born children. Oh, but there's no Satanist killing children. Here it is.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain.
Pelosi's like having, like, she's like a dog. You're like taking a steak away from her. She's like, she starts salivating. Like, because spiritually to her, like, he gives me power of the babies. She's literally salivating like a giant T-bone steak that just came off the grill is being pulled back from her. And we come back, the most powerful footage in your calls. And he says, we're stopping child kidnapping. We're stopping, you know, sex gangs. The Democrats are like pissed because, I mean, they're making hard, cold cash on that baby. And you think you're going to stop a bunch of smugglers like Cortez? He ain't stopping nothing. We're going to bring these people in, Schumer, all these people. Oh, man. All right, we're going to break. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, without your support, without your prayers, we're nothing. And I'm in your hands. It's that simple. I appreciate you all. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139, and we've got great water filtration, great air filtration, great books, great films, great T-shirts. The supplements are bar none incredible. We have a huge sale going right now, I should have mentioned. 50% off Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, that's for the brain. We have Turbo Force for the body, overall energy, long-lasting, healthy, clean-burning. It's the very best out there. Everyone really should commit to getting it. Turbo Force, get your Brain Force Plus 50% off when you purchase Turbo Force. It's 33% off in the deal as well. No reviews yet, obviously, on that combo, but tens of thousands of reviews on BrainForce, 5 stars, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's the final countdown. Certain forces want to strangle humanity in the crib. Some of us don't want to collaborate and decided to fight back. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Waiting for the sun.
Jones.
Longing for the sun.
The island without pain. Heaven. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. But because I mentioned it, I'm going to do it. These videos, if you're a radio listener, I'll try to describe them, are so horrible. Like, I don't sit there and look at the Women's Consortium of Democrats and feel good that they're so, not just physically ugly, but so twisted and mentally ill and fake and slovenly. We were the first to put memes out saying, you know, because they say everything's KKK when it's not. So, oh, they're all wearing white. Obviously, they're saying we're goddesses, we're pure, we're good. We kill our babies, though, but you know, that's not a goddess. But they're all wearing white, having no idea that obviously if Republican women did that, they'd say they were in the KKK. So the memes are all out there. Democrat women wear white, KKK. You can search it. I should have told you about it. But we put some out last night. But there they are, and it wasn't just a few times. Trump would say, we're stopping child kidnapping and women being kidnapped. They get pissed. And we're doing this. And as you realize, when Pelosi said that MS-13 are God's children, you have to understand, folks, these are the muscle of these people. Literally. They're into all this. That's who they use for their dirty activity. They give the word, and then the guy in prison gives the order to kill people. And then you just hear it's a carjacking gone bad. These are killers. They're low IQ killers. And so they're pretty arrogant because in their cities and their areas, let me tell you something, these people get away with everything. And the globalists will turn America into a cross between Venezuela and North Korea and the Soviet Union faster than you can say, kiss my hand. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, if the Democrats weren't the party of the KKK, if they weren't the party that passed laws to give blacks three times the prison sentence for nonviolent crimes that Trump just reversed, then it wouldn't fit. It's a joke how bad they are. They're the bad people. And the Republicans are a bunch of intimidated cowards, and half of them are bad, too. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I just at a certain point. See, I'm having flashbacks. The problem is I study all day long, and then once I get on air, it's kind of like I've already looked at it. I'm like, almost like I'm doing something bad. Like, let me show you this. It's like, ugh. It's like, you think I want to get up here and go, they're splicing babies with mice for organ harvesting? I knew it 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. So I'm discredited because I'm right again. Folks, I wouldn't steer you wrong if they had a gun to my head. Everybody knows that. Like, there's all this damn evil in the world. And then I'm real. I can't sit up here and act like goody two-shoes sometimes. I'll tell a dirty joke. I like women because I like having babies. But, man, I don't like the devil. And everybody needs to understand, you're not going to get somebody that's going to take on the devil most of the time that acts like Jesus Christ, because I'm not perfect. And I don't want to – the point is that I try to be a nice person. But I've been in this so long now that when you gut up to fight this stuff, it's like Joe Rogan said, Alex is not well. It's true. I'm not well. I see people saying we're going to kill newborn babies, and it's a good thing, and it makes me upset. See, you're well. You know, they always said in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. See? And so I'm just a normal person, like a throwback. The programming didn't work on me. I'm like from somebody from like 1920s that teleported into the future, and I watched the State of the Union, and the president's saying we don't kill babies after they're born, and then he's the bad guy. And you know what? I get pretty freaked out. I start wanting to, you know, unscrew some people's heads. I start wanting to kill people. I'll be honest. As a man, hearing about babies getting killed, you know, that's what a man does. Man starts getting pissed. And I'm supposed to cut the emotions off? Because I'm not like these sociopaths and psychopaths. I have deep emotions. And I get pissed at myself constantly that I'm not doing enough for all these children with these damn demons raping the hell out of them. So I was going to ask everybody again, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. What are you supposed to do? But just don't ever say it's extraordinary to fight people who are like this. It's the default. And if you're not doing it, then you're on the enemy side, period. These godless, selfish people that serve evil are jokes. You know, at least the devil worshiper loves the devil and wants to torture a kid to death. But the people that know what's going on, that make deals with it, they're what allows the evil to exist. And they're the worst. Like God said, you were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. I know the devil. I know the sick, twisted psychology and the whole game. But the people that decide to serve it, even though they don't have a taste for it, are the real people that I look forward. I look forward to, I'm not a sadistic person, but I do look forward to you begging for God, begging like those children beg. You're going to beg Joe Rogan so hard. Before you're gone, you're going to beg God. You're going to beg and beg, and God's not going to come. Understand. God's not coming. God's not coming for George Soros or Jack Dorsey or any of you. So you better take as many kids with you as you can. Because when those gates close and you're separated from God, it's not going to be funny anymore. You're not going to be in charge anymore. You're not going to be sitting up with the establishment believing that you're administering everything. Oh, yes. You administered nothing. You failed the test. You're a failure. And you look at those Democrats. I didn't know they could stack treason that high. I didn't know there was such weak, pathetic worms that could be recruited and organized. I didn't know such mentally ill, low IQ garbage slithered on this planet. But they do. And our blindness has let them take over. Our spiritual weakness, our attempt to make deals, it's all over now. All right, we'll go to break. Come back with calls, I promise. Sugar on top. Pinky promise. But let's play a few of these clips. Here, let's play Alexandria Cortez. That's not even the bad one. Failed to applaud stopping sex trafficking of girls. And like 30 seconds in, they go, hey, get up, lady. I mean, you talk about a meth head. Here it is.
Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've really done my job. Thanks to his work and that of his incredible colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from the horror of this terrible situation. And more than 1,500 sadistic traffickers have been put behind bars.
But Cortez is just on her own little planet. That's what a slave looks like. Will not clap. They grab her and tell her stand up. It's on her. Clap, clap, clap. She didn't clap. She's real in class, man. And look at her eyes. I mean, that is a demon-driven creature. Okay. Literally, a gray alien. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. Kamala Harris shakes head at Trump combating cartels and human traffickers, because that's her bread and butter, man. Here it is.
Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
God, look at you, man. I mean, God Almighty, look at you. But let's look at Kamala Harris. He ain't stopping Jack for that. We need some major cash.
We have a moral duty to create an immigration system.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls, I promise. Third hour, you might want to spread the links.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.